this is Stampy, and welcome, oh no, 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 welcome back to Super Mario Odyssey, where the ground is collapsing from underneath my feet. That was a dramatic way to start the episode, but I made it. What are we going to do? I guess we've got to get out of it. I think we all know what I'm about to do. Let's take over Bowser. Cappy's little cheeky smile. Right, let's experience what it's like to be the big bad turtle himself. Bringing back memories from all the way back in the beginning when I took over a frog. Oh, look at all like the different versions of Bowser that there's been for all of like the different Mario games through the history. That was cool. They're basically like moments from like past Mario games. And now Mario is Bowser. I didn't see this guy. I don't know why, but I didn't see this coming. But this is awesome. And I assume that these blocks are going to be no trouble for Bowser to absolutely smash through. And I can breathe fire as well if I shake the controller. This is cool. Do you know what I want to do? I want to go and fight Mario. I want Bowser to somehow take after Mario and then I battle. But like being the boss would be such a cool twist. And oh, okay. So Bowser seems to be turning all of these blocks to gold. Don't understand why, but oh, okay, gotta watch out. I didn't realize there were things I had to dodge. Let's just keep smashing them. I should be able to smash through a bunch of these things as I go. It's like I'm supposed to be going this way and then up to this way, I guess. And then I can go and smash my way through. Oh, something just landed on my head then. Ah, I think you can see like marks on the ground to where those things are going to land. I need to do a better job of dodging them. But right, for now, let's just go and get out of here. And I'm going to become Tiny Bowser. This is cool. Oh, can I fit in? I can fit in as Bowser. And this is what Bowser was like in the first game. Oh, this is amazing. I can still shoot my little fireballs. What happens if I shake the controller? Okay, shaking the controller doesn't do anything. Look at little Peach as well. Was it Peach in that game? I lose track of who it was. It might not have even been... I guess it probably had to have been Peach if they got Peach on my back here. But I wasn't sure if it was Peach in the first Super Mario Brothers. But maybe it was. Anyway, let's go back out here, back into 3D Bowser. That was an awesome moment. But let's, for now, keep on my destructive rampage and smashing my way through here. Why is Bowser messing around trying to make people marry him and stuff? Like, if you were Bowser and you could just run around like this, you would be the happiest person in the world. This is so much fun. You're never... have like a stress day. Like if I was ever stressed and I could do this, I'll just run around the town, just smash everything up. I think that's why like all of the monsters in movies like that, like Godzilla and stuff, or King Kong, they always go around smashing stuff up. It's just too much fun, I guess. I see the outside. We're almost out. Oh, yeah, I forgot we're on the moon, aren't we? Right. Looks like we need to get out of here before this entire place collapses. I got plenty of hearts, so I should be okay. I can't really go around this way. Do I need to loop around to the other side and then climb up it? Where am I supposed to head to? Oh, there's these giant columns here. It looks like, oh, okay, I've got to dodge there. This is where it's going to fall down. But it looks like I might need to smash these up. And then, aha, is that going to give me a bridge? Oh, no. Oh, I'm smashing away the enormous block. I'm not trying to get on top of it. I'm trying to completely smash it open. Right, let's go to this column over here. And let's go and try and smash this one as well. But oh, I need to dodge the falling ones. They're absolutely everywhere. There we go. There's that one knocked down as well. And then there's at least one more over here. Just the last one. No, there's one final one down in that area as well. So let's go and start smashing and dodging as everything falls down. There's that one done. Oh no, that wasn't fair. The camera was twisting and it hit me. I've got to be careful. I've only got two hearts left and the ground is all like gradually dropping away underneath me. So it is kind of constantly getting more and more dangerous, but it looks like I'm done. But oh no, I've only got one heart left. This could not be any more intense. And now I need to smash up this final one here. But I need to dodge this one. Don't lose now. Please do not lose now. No. Don't get me. That was so close. Right, I've got to keep smashing this open. Keep smashing it. Don't stop, Bowser. Don't slow down. Go. Okay, I'm fine. They're going to land either side of me. And oh, is that going to blast me back to Earth? I might have to do it as Mario. No, we've all gone through. We've all got into it. Go. Blast off. Get out of here while you still can. Go back to Earth. I call it Earth. I don't know if that is Earth. That's whatever this place for all of these crazy kingdoms exist on. Is the moon going to explode? I hope not. There were still other things I wanted to explore on the moon. Okay, it looks like we're not flying all the way back there. We are just landing on the moon. It looks like it's going to be okay. I have fallen out of Bowser now, though. So keep an eye on him. He's probably not going to react too kindly after all of this when he wakes up. But there we go. Mario and Peach have been reunited. And Cappy and his sister, Tiara. I think it was called Tiara, wasn't it? I always forget her name. She's a new character. I struggle. Well, they certainly seem to be very happy together. The big question, though, is what is going to happen when Bowser wakes up? That's the main thing that I'm worried about. That is what I was worried about! Mario was too eager to go and give Peach a cuddle or something. And look at them both fighting after her. Would you choose the fire one or the piranha flower? I think she's had enough with both of them at this point, to be honest. She's like, come on, let's get out of here. Let's leave these silly men behind, shall we, and go on the Odyssey. Do you know what I've been through to rescue you, Peach? You're not even going to say thank you? Do you know how many kingdoms I travel to? Is she leaving us here? Has she just stole the Odyssey? Do you know how many power moons I had to put in there to power it up? Is she just leaving Bowser and me on the moon? Oh, am I going to make it? And it looks like that's the end. Oh, that almost gave me goosebumps. Did I give you goosebumps? Super Mario Odyssey. And now I guess we can see a little bit of a postcard of the journey that we went through together. Oh, what a fantastic ending to an absolutely fantastic games. Definitely one of the best games of the year. Probably one of the best Mario games of all time. Maybe the best Mario game of all time. Of course, people have like nostalgia for different ones, so it's always hard to say that. But the game is not over yet. So that is like the end of like the main story. But you can always go back and find all of the other Power Moons, and I bet there's going to be a bunch of extra challenge levels that they always add in. So let me cut ahead until after the credits, and let's see what's going to happen next. Okay, I just skipped the credits, because I realized I could skip them. And this is what's happening next. So those blocks that I kept seeing everywhere, are they going to break open? Nintendo is the author of the software, blah, 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 copyright notice. You can now travel to the Mushroom Kingdom. Additional Power Moons are in stock at the shop. Music list has been added to the map screen. And that's it. I was speaking as if something else was happening. I told you there was the Mushroom Kingdom. I had a glimpse of it when I went through one of the paintings. So this is Peach's Castle. So if this means nothing to you, then you're probably younger than me. So, yeah, Mario 64, which was the first 3D Mario game. This is where it was set. So calm, so peaceful, like our trip to the Moon Kingdom was all a dream. But good thing it wasn't, because we saved Peach and Tiara, our two dear friends. That nightmare is over. Hooray for us. But I've liked our travel so much, I don't want our journey to end. I mean, there's still so much to do, so many hats you need to meet. And I bet if we could collect even more Power Moons, we'll be able to travel somewhere new. So our trip is far from over. One more hooray, I say. But for starters, let's head up to Peach's Castle. Right then we are. This is so cool. So we've found 250 Power Moon. We can now reach the dark side of the moon. I knew there'd be more bonus things. And oh, look, there's a thingy here that I can plant. Where are the plant pots? There's got to be plant pots around here somewhere. Can you see them? I guess I can just remember that this is here. Let's go look in the shop. I wonder what outfit we're going to be able to get. I bet it's going to be like some old retro Mario outfit. It's been such like a good nod to all of the old Mario games. Because it's good because so many people of so many different like ages love Mario games. Like there's people like me that kind of grew up probably, I guess, earlier to the beginning, but still kind of like in the middle, I guess. And then, oh, perfect. And then, you know, there's probably like a lot younger people that, you know, maybe their first time playing it was, you know, this game, maybe on the Wii U or the Wii or like the DS or the 3DS, you know, only play kind of the newer Mario games. And then, you know, there's people that have been there from the beginning, the dawn of Mario time, who have been there, you know, since, you know, the arcade version of like the Mario games and like Donkey Kong and all of those things. games, you know, which, you know, came out way before even I was born, even an old person like me. And oh, that's where I arrived at. So that's Yoshi's house up there. You can see that I got a Power Moon from up there. So that is where I visited briefly. So that's the only part of this kingdom that I've seen. So I can't afford the outfit. I really want to get the outfit. So that weird, like, kind of almost blocky version of the Mario outfit, that was what the game looked like. Yeah, looked very different to the HD graphics. And it's crazy because that was on, like, a whole console. This is basically on... It's basically a tablet. Like, that's what the Nintendo Switch is. It's basically a gaming tablet. And the fact that it can run this and it looks so much better than it did back then is crazy. Like, if someone told me back then that this is what, like, a Mario game would be like and I could play it on the train, like, my mind would have been blown. Oh no, what's going on? Awful news, Mario. Princess Peach has gone missing again. Oh, here we go. Here we go. She packed her suitcase, happy as can be, and walked off. We can't find her anywhere. Where is she? That's what I want to know. Does Peach ever spend any time at home? I bet she has, like, the tidiest, like, bedroom ever. And, like, the neatest bed, just because she's never there. She's just always kidnapped. Princess Peach packed her. Well, I guess she hasn't been kidnapped. She's just left. She's not here or there. Hmm, I don't know what that weird hat sign there is. I can't seem to be able to do anything with it. So it's much smaller than the other version. So normally you'd have a bunch of rooms here and you'd go through all of the different paintings to get to the different levels. But yeah, let's go and speak to Toadette. Hey, Mario, looks like you're on another big adventure. That's great. I hope you don't mind, but I've been traveling the world and keeping track of your achievements. I've also got Power Moons to give you as rewards for those achievements. Oh, hey, you've already completed Rescue Princess Peach. Congrats! Am I going to get a free Power Moon? Oh, no! I got a moon, but I got a star moon, because obviously in Mario 64, you were collecting stars, not moons. You can also see the names of Power Moons you'll get for your achievements. I'll add some hints to the Power Moon list, which you can see by opening your map. Okay, so it looks like these are going to be a bunch of extra Power Moons. There's like a million Power Moons in this game. It's ridiculous. On the Power Moon list, you can check out the Power Moons you've already collected. You know, just in case you need it. Well, I'll be right here when you want to achieve some achievements. Okay, very handy to know. I mean, I guess we need to find Peach again. So I reckon she's going to be here. I reckon she's going to be in this kingdom rather than somewhere else. So let's go for a little bit of an explore. I want to go and collect more of the... What's the thing I'm collecting? Oh, I guess just purple stars. I want to get some more of them because I want to be able to get the next outfit. So let's just go out of my way to grab a few more of them. And it looks like there's going to be more places that I'm going to be able to visit. The more Power Moons that I'm going to be able to collect. So already I can visit the dark side of the moon. So what they normally do in Mario games is the actual main story is pretty easy, but then the levels after that kind of get ridiculously difficult. So I don't think I'm going to record all of the challenge levels, just because playing really tough levels in videos can be a little bit challenging compared to just playing it by yourself. And I don't think I want to put you through that. Also, if you do want to play the game yourself, I don't want to show you absolutely everything. Right, what does he want? I bet he wants to get an animal here or something. My 6 sheep have run off. Please bring them back to me. How did I know? How did I know? Right, so I was really silly. So there was a challenge in... Oh. Whoops. There was a challenge in the, it was the Sand Kingdom, where I needed to, like, herd someone's sheep. And I realized I did it in a really awkward way by, like, by basically just herding them, like, by just walking behind them and kind of, like, basically nudging them along. But I could have just taken control of them and just walked in. So I was trying to do it better than I did last time and just walk them in. But I just knocked that poor sheep off the edge. But anyway, let's go inside of it and let's go and get ourselves the outfit. Seeing as we're in this place, I feel like it's only right that we look the part as well. So I should now, hopefully, be able to afford it. There we go. This is the Mario 64 cap. I wonder how, like, faithful it is as well. I wonder if it is like the exact right amount of polygons. And oh no, I need three more of the coins. Shouldn't be too difficult to get. It looks really weird now. I got like the really like nice looking high resolution outfit, but then just like the really pixelated hat. And oh, it looks like one of the options is like a normal Mario hat as well that I can buy. But yeah, let's not worry about that too much for now. Let's just go and make sure we can have the full outfit. I just want to be fully immersed in what it was like playing this, because I did play this back in the day on the N64. So let's just see if we can find a few more of those coins. There's something down here. I don't know what this thing is. Is that like a tomato, or is that like an apple or something? Oh, it's like a blocked pipe. You see that? Okay, I wonder if we're going to be able to, like, blast water through, like, one of the pipes or do something to be able to get that out there. Let's just see if we can get some more of the gold stars. What about in the maze? Ah! Okay, looks like we should do some planting there. No, I'm going to need to catch the bunny. Oh, here we go. Here are the three coins. Let's go and grab them now. Then let's go and see if we can catch this bunny. Where's he going? I need to, like, jump over to try and catch it because otherwise it's going to go too fast. It moves faster than I do. Right, if I go this way and then cut it this way. Oh, nearly. No! It got away. That was so close. Which way is it going? It's going this way. If I get to this corner, which way is it going to go? I'm going to be ready. Go. No, it went back the other way. You're such a pesky little rabbit. Come back here. Right, let me just try chasing after it and see if I can just go fast enough. Maybe if I do like long jumps, I can go quick enough to get it. There we go. I caught it. And I was able to get a power inverted comma moon, even though it's obviously just a star. So, right, let's go back and get the outfit then. I'm going to cut ahead until I've gone and put it on. Okay, let's go and check out my new outfit then. Let's see the N64 version. Oh, it did my face as well. It did my face. It's the thing is, it still looks way better. Like, it doesn't look as blurry as it did on, like, the old TVs. It's like a really weird HD version of old Mario. It's like a weird mixture of, like, both of them. Oh, where was that? Where was that seed? Wasn't it, like, round here somewhere? Where did I put it? Because I know... Oh, there we go. It was down here, wasn't it? Let's go and just leave that planting, because these take a while to grow, and then they grow into a power moon. Then let's just go for an explore. It looks like there's so much more to do here. Like, I thought this was mainly going to be just a place to, you know, to look at as almost a bit of a novelty. And oh, is that... So there's more things I can grow down there. I don't think they're going to grow to power moons, though. It's normally the gold ones that grow into power moons. So let's just go and leave that growing. We can come back and get that a little bit later. There's a few mopeds around the place, which I can use to ride, I guess. But first, we're going to do a time travel. And, oh, okay, it's quite far away, actually. Right, I guess I just need to get there really fast. I think maybe, like, long jumping is going to be the fastest way. Maybe rolling down the hill and then long jumping... Oh, I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make it. Not even close. Do I need to use the moped? Actually, I don't think it will let me use the moped without Cappy, because that's like my way to control it. Let's go and jump on these Goombas first, though, just because this is a lot of fun. Surely there's going to be something that I need to do with these Goombas. Is there one of like the... Oh, God, I'm doing so bad here. Is there like the lady Goombas somewhere around here? I'm not sure if there is. Normally, that's the reason why you need to stack these up. Or do I just need to use it to get up to there, maybe? I'm not sure, because this seems to be all of the Goombas that we have right now. Look at them all bouncing around. Look how ridiculous that is. That is amazing. Right, let's not worry about these four for now. God, looks like the sheep have really scattered themselves really far around. I kind of just want to look around for a little bit first before I kind of go too crazy trying to get everything. Watch out in those woods. It's very dangerous. Okay, I'll keep it. Oh, is that like what through the little tunnel here is it talking about? Let's just see if we can go and get these first. There we go. That's what I needed to get my hearts up. And it looks like a lot of these purple coins aren't very hidden. Like, most of them seem to be kind of completely out in the middle of nowhere. So it looks like this might actually be one of the easier levels in order to try and get all of the power moons and all of the purple coins in, rather than like the full big proper main one. So where else can I check out then? Where else haven't I been? Let's go like down this way. I kind of started going down this way, but ended up turning back the way I came. So let's commit to going down here. And whoa, one of these guys is back down here as well. Let's swim together. Can I take this guy over? Can I? Oh no, I can't knock his hat off. If you can't knock their hat off, it means you can't take them over, which is sad. But as you can see, there's just loads of these coins. They just seem to be kind of just scattered absolutely all over the place. There is a little pipe down here, though, somewhere. So looks like I should be able to go and drop down in here. You know what? I'm not even noticing the fact that I'm, like, old-style Mario anymore. Like, I'm not even noticing at all. Okay. It looks like we're inside of Peach's castle. This is what it was like. You used to jump inside of these paintings. But it looks like there's this big squid guy in the painting. Are we going to do, like, a boss fight or something? I think we might be. I think I've just jumped into another boss fight with this guy in a very different place, though, compared to like the seaside kingdom. Right, I need to boost out then boost forward, but these do run out of water and there doesn't seem to be much spare water unless I can get it from the clouds. I mean, the clouds are water. That is an option. Or maybe I'm just going to not run out of water. Okay, it looks like I might be like an infinite water version of this. So all I need to worry about doing is trying to push in close enough. And there we go. It's gone down low. And there we go. We can go and put up the flame on its head. I'm sure if you saw the episode, this will be very familiar to you. And then I need to ground pound it, I believe. Oh, no, it moved. No, I fell through the clouds. Okay, so it looks like in this kingdom, I might be able to go back through and, like, battle a bunch of the bosses again. And I reckon that's going to go and give me a bunch of extra bonus power moons. But it looks like the boss battles are way more difficult than they were the first time that I went up against them. So, yeah, sorry, I know I'm not really committing to doing anything right now. I just really just kind of wandering around to work out what this place is. It seems just to be, like, a cool hub that you can go back to. There's a little doorway through here. Do you reckon this is going to take to another boss fight? Okay. So it looks like there's going to be a bunch of these all over the place. So you can kind of go and do a bunch of tougher versions of the same boss fights. Very interesting. So what I think I'm going to do then is I think this is going to be the best time to end the series here. So there is obviously a lot more going on. There's the dark side of the moon I can go to, all of these boss fights. I need to find Peach again. And it looks like there's going to be even new areas opening up and achievements and that. So it is really a case of the game is opening up now that I've completed it. So I'm going to carry on playing it. I am going to go and do all of those things kind of just for fun. But I want to kind of leave it for you in case you want to play the game yourself. So you can go and discover a bunch of all of these things as well. Yeah, so that's it. This is the end of Super Mario Odyssey. It's been an absolute delight playing this game. It's been a bit weird because there's been no, like, monetization on the videos. Basically, like, Nintendo games, like, you don't get any adverts on them, like, that go to you. It all goes to Nintendo. So I've literally only been playing this game for fun and recording it just because it's kind of more fun recording games than just playing them. Like, honestly, give it a go. Even if you don't upload it, just try playing a game and just chatting as if someone else is there. For some reason, just makes it more fun. I don't know why, but that's just the way it is. So that's kind of just been all this series has been. It's just a whole load of fun. And I think if there was one word that I would put to describe Mario, it's just fun. Pure and simple fun. And you know what? There's a lot of things that video games have been adding, lots of amazing technology and, like, all of these, you know, incredible changes that have been happening and playing online and all of these, you know, great experience that you can have and things that are pushing the technology further than they've been before. But you know what? At their core, video games have to be fun. And if they're not fun, then none of that matters. And this game is pure fun, pure and simple. So if you haven't played it and you do have a Switch, I strongly recommend to get it. That's just me saying that because I've just had a great time. And I think that pretty much anyone who likes video games is going to have a fun time playing this game as well. But sadly, that is going to be the end of this series here. So I'll be playing plenty more games in the future. If there's any particular games that are coming out soon that you'd really love me to do a series on it and you think I, you know, haven't thought about it before, yeah, feel free to let me know. Feel free to leave it as a comment down below and I'll go through it as many as possible and see what people are fancying to watch, and if it lines up with things that I want to play, then I'll play it. But anyway, I am rambling now, as I so often do. That is the end of this series here. Thank you so much for watching, and I will see you all later. Bye!